Since 1993, a once little film festival has opened up its application doors for the 26th year in a row.
The festival has been a breeding ground for some of Australia's best filmmakers and actors. It's able to do so because of its quality selection process. The finalists are chosen by a panel of judges that have extensive industry experience.
Are you a budding creator but have next to no money? Well, not a problem, because budgets are not a factor for TropFest. Many of the previous winners have costs of a few hundred dollars or less. You just need a bloody great idea.
Yeah, a unique factor of TropFest is its signature items that filmmakers need to incorporate into their film in a creative way. So, for example, in previous years, the signature item has been a pineapple or a light bulb. This year, the item you'll see in all the films is a rose.
And we are so excited right now to have John Paulson, the founder of TropFest, on the phone to tell you why you should enter and come and join TropFest for 2018.
Thanks for being with us. The signature item is always intriguing. How do you and your team choose?
Well, I wish I could tell you it's this really kind of scientific process where we think deeply. The truth is, it's whoever's got the best idea. It usually comes out of a bit of a boozy lunch a week after the event or a week before the event even.
The best
actually,
ideas,
Rose, too. Interestingly enough, Rose Byrne was the president of our jury in February this year, the 2017 event. So it was really in honour of her we chose Rose. So it's really that simple. You've got to have a rose in your film. It can be really kind of subtle or it can be really featured. It's up to you. We also have Trop Junior, which is for 15-year-old and under. And that's Rainbow this year. It's the signature item.
Oh, that's so nice. Other than the exposure, why should people enter TropFest?
Well, I think because, I mean, look, exposure is definitely part of it. We're the world's largest short film festival. We've got a huge amount of people firstly showing up at the live event and through our different platforms, live, and later our channels, YouTube and all the rest of it. But I think, I think probably if I was a young filmmaker, one of the reasons would be just the sort of track record we've had over the 26 years of helping to really springboard some of Australia's biggest names.
Yeah.
It's kind of incredible. I was going through a spreadsheet the other day, just looking at not just the winners, but all the finalists from the past 26 years. And it's kind of incredible. I'd say 3, 4, 5 names from every year. Not just kind of known, but are people who are really out there working at sort of forefront of the industry, whether it's here locally or overseas. So it's kind of amazing.
Yeah, it's a real who's who,
isn't it? You know, we try not to take too much credit. You know, these are people who came to us with that talent. But what we do offer is a massive, massive platform. And I think anybody who's made short films knows it's actually pretty hard sometimes to get them seen. There's a lot of short film festivals around for sure, but usually there are a few hundred people here and there. So to get that bigger crowd on one night and that exposure is kind of amazing. And I'd say that's the number one reason why people enter.
Yeah, no, definitely. Look, in the past, TropFest has fallen under criticism for having a large lineup of male finalist directors and few women. But how has TropFest addressed this in more recent years?
Well, you know, that's a very fair criticism over 26 years. And I don't think it's just TropFest, to be fair. I think the industry in general has been very male-dominated. And, you know, I could put my hand on my heart and say, yeah, we've had an embarrassing number of women finalists over the 26 years. I'd say usually, if we were lucky, 3 or 4 out of 16 would be women. On a bad year, 1, and I don't remember offhand, but we might have even had none a couple of times. So it's a pretty terrible history in that sense. But like I said, it's an industry-wide problem. What we did last year is we initiated a different way of judging, where it was a blind judging process. And surprise, surprise, 50% of the finalists were women in 2017 for the very first time in our history. We have never even come close to that. So that was kind of amazing. I don't think it was just the judging process, to be fair. I think it was we really sort of made an effort last year to get some ambassadors like Lucy Liu and Bruna Papandrea and others to sort of come out and, you know, encourage young women and not so young women to enter TropFest, and I think it really, really helped. But it's definitely on the forefront of our mind. We're also very keen this year to embrace all ethnicities, you know, and we have a very multicultural approach to our filmmakers this year as well. So we're really hoping that when you get to TropFest in February, up on the big screen, you're going to see the same people that you see walking around the streets of Australia, and that's what TropFest is all about.
That's excellent, John. That's really good to hear. And TropFest isn't just for filmmakers. How can people get involved, lastly, John?
Well, I mean, they can come. They can volunteer. It's obviously a filmmakers event, but we have music that's a very big component, so we're starting to focus on that now. And we have, you know, we have a week-long program this year. Really, for the first time, we're doing our TROP Talks with Western Sydney University as our partner. So that's happening from the Tuesday right through the week. So that's our kind of seminar program. It's kind of like a TED for filmmakers. We get amazing speakers to come along and talk about it. We're doing TROP Bar this year, so everybody's welcome to that. I mean, everybody's welcome to TROP Fest.
Okay,
it's a very level playing field, and it's anybody who loves film and anybody who loves culture.
Fantastic.
That sounds awesome.
So fun. We can't wait for it. We're so excited. Thanks for joining us this afternoon. That was John Paulson, the founder of TROP Fest.